It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. What an exciting conversation I had with Al Konya just a moment ago. Man, the guy is articulate. He helped us to understand how these former Eastern Bloc countries of Europe, who many of them are now involved in the European Union, leaning back towards the philosophy of communism. That is very, very interesting. But this is a key part of the world. World War I started in this region. World War II started in this region. We have talked with people who believe that this region, the Eastern Bloc, or some portion of the Eastern Bloc of Europe, is the gateway for Islam coming into Europe. Well, when you think about those things happening, you have to realize that we are at a time in history when the prophetic scenario found in God's Word is indeed coming into play. Now, I must add the other conversations that we had. We talked with Colonel Bob McGinnis about the Iraqi elections and helping to bring this war-torn nation out of the wherever they are today to a stability that will help them to move ahead. The possible next prime minister, maybe not the one that's presently in the position, Prime Minister Maliki, but the Alawi, he possibly would move towards a very strong type leadership of Iraq. And that is leading, I do believe, to what's going to happen prophetically. I'll get more on that in just a moment to keep the dial set right where it is. David Dolan brought to our attention as we looked at what was happening in the Middle East in his Middle East News update that Vice President Biden is making his way into Israel. He'll be in Israel, in Jerusalem, this next week. He's hoping, the Vice President of the United States is hoping to be able to bring together the two leaders, the leader of the nation of Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and of course the Palestinian leader, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. They're not going to sit at the negotiating table in a peace process. They've already said that is not going to be the case. Howbeit, Israel is ready to do that. The Palestinians are saying they're not going to do it. But the Vice President of the United States, Vice President Biden, is probably going to kick off what they are referring to are as proximity talks, or indirect talks, lower echelon leaders in Israel and among the Palestinians sitting at the table, and possibly George Mitchell, who is the peace envoy for the United States of the Middle East, doing a shuttle diplomacy between the two different parties. They're working towards putting the peace process back on track. Dear friends, that is an absolute scenario for the fact that the Bible does call for a temporary pseudo-peace to be put in place by the Antichrist. That's Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27, where it says, he, that's referring to the Antichrist, will confirm a covenant, that's talking about a peace treaty, with many for 1 week. That's the seven-year period of time. In fact, what that passage is telling us is that when this peace treaty is in place, when it's been confirmed, not even signing a peace treaty, but making the ones that are on the table already stronger, making them work, confirming them, the text tells us, that starts the clock ticking on the seven-year tribulation period, and we're quickly moving to that time. When you think about the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians, you got to remember what the book of Ezekiel 35 tells us, also the book of Malachi chapter 1, the little book of Obadiah, and all that it talks about as it relates to what's going to happen in the end times. Bible prophecy in every conversation that we have had on this broadcast today has to be in focus. Even as we talk about current events, there are prophetic passages dealing with each and every current event that we cover. Let me give you another example. I talked with Rabbi Yoel Karen. We talked about the heritage sites. The Prime Minister of Israel has selected different biblical historical sites, the heritage sites of the Jewish people, and he wants to go in, refurbish these sites with the purpose of allowing the school children in Israel to visit them during their school years, for the purpose of helping them to remember their heritage. But these sites will also be available for tourists. I have a tour group that's going into Israel. They'll be arriving. I'll go in Wednesday. They'll be there Thursday. We'll take them to some of the sites that are in question. Hebron was the location of Machpelah Cave, the burial place for the patriarchs. And Rachel's tomb in Bethlehem is where Jacob buried Rachel after she had the 12th son of Israel, Benjamin. She died in childbirth. These date back 4,000 2,000 years ago. Why can the Palestinians, thinking about the Muslim heritage to these sites, have anything to do with these sites? That's the big question. Well, that was part of the conversation. And then Rob Congdon and Al Konya, we were talking about Europe, and the European continent plays a very important role. The revival of the Roman Empire, Daniel chapter 7, book of Revelation chapters 13 and 17, all give us an indication those 10 horns will be the 10 units that come together, the revived Roman Empire. But I need to focus in these last few moments on the Iraqi elections. They're very important elections, dear friend. You need to pray for what's going to be happening there. By the way, 1 Timothy chapter 2 says, pray for those in higher authority before you pray for the missionary, before you pray for the pastor, whoever. You have to pray for the leadership in countries of the world. They must bring a stability to this nation if they're going to move ahead from the secular perspective. The United States pullout scheduled for next year, if that's going to take place, there must be a stability in the nation of Iraq, and these national elections taking place tomorrow are key to what's going to happen. Big question is, will this democracy work among the Islamic nations of the world? Can there be a democracy established? Many years ago, the leadership of Saudi Arabia said, we will bring down any democracy you try to put in place in the Islamic world. We're watching this happening. The religious aspects of the body politic of Iraq are going to play a key role. There's a potential for a great and rich nation. For example, the oil deposits under the ground in Iraq, they've only been able to extract 2% of all the oil they have, and they well may be the leading oil producer of the world in just a couple of years. There's word coming that Saudi Arabia is just about to finish up all of its oil, and Iran about the same thing. And that's what petroleum experts say. That would make Iraq very, very profitable in the future. Prophetic scenario, Iraq is the location of biblical Babylon. The Antichrist is going to set up a one-world economic, political, governmental system there. And that is all on the stage as well right now. Iraq is located right there on the Euphrates River where Babylon was located, put up by Nimrod 4,500 years ago, never been destroyed. Isaiah 13, Jeremiah 50 and 51 says it must be destroyed. Revelation 18 says it will be destroyed when it becomes the political capital the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. But having said that, I must remind you, before all of this is fulfilled, the rapture takes place. That rapture, when we're called up to be with Jesus Christ, could happen at any moment, even today. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until.